Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim, chapter 103. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one paragraph at a time. This chapter has 22 psukim in it. In this prayer, David gives thanks to Hashem for all he's done. In specific, he talks about divine providence and the kindness Hashem does for one's soul. In fact, it says the words, Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul blesses God, three times in this parak and twice in the next parak. The Gemara in Brachas 10a explains these five times represents the five things our soul has in common with God. 1. Just like Hashem fills the universe, so too the soul fills the body. 2. Just as Hashem can see, but is not seen, so too our soul can see, but it can't be seen. It's invisible to the naked eye. 3. Just like Hashem provides sustenance for the entire world, our soul provides our body with sustenance, energizing it with strength and vitality. 4. Just like Hashem is pure, so too the soul is completely pure and can never be damaged. And 5. Just like Hashem resides in the hidden depths, so too the soul hides in the hidden depths. The Gemara ends by saying, whoever possesses these five traits, let them come and praise Hashem who has these five traits. It was David who rose to the occasion by acknowledging he was the one who possessed these five traits and therefore authored the following two prayers. Moving on in the chapter relates the exact precision of Hashem's divine providence. God is not cruel or petty. Even though God is high above the heavens and earth, he has an intense love for people who want to come close to him and serve him with proper fear of heaven. So much so, even though our days are numbered, God's kindness lives forever. Out of this recognition, David reiterates his soul's blessing to God. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 12, it says, "Kirachok mizrach mimariv, hirchik mimenu es peshenu." As distant as east is from west, so does Hashem distance our sins from us. Both the Malban and Radak explain the reason why the pasuk compares east to west is to teach just how much Hashem tries to distance our averus from us. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. The two directions are polar opposites from each other. This is really a great pasuk because we see how Hashem judges us favorably. God doesn't want to focus on our bad points. He's not looking to get us in trouble or punish us. God is solely good and created a world which is a kind and good place. Olam chesed yibaneh. The world was built on kindness. Therefore, God's love for us knows no bounds. It can never be broken or severed. Hashem is constantly searching to make our lives better by choosing not to focus on our bad points and by focusing on our good qualities. As our pasuk says, "Hirchik mimenu es peshenu," he removes our sins from us. Let us merit to truly believe in the goodness of God, knowing the world is indeed a good place, to really believe Hashem has faith in us and really trust in the goodness we have in ourselves. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.